Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Someone has said that the United States had better eat Iran's lunch before Iran has the United States for dinner. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details on that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, I read a very interesting opinion piece this week. It was entitled, Eat Iran's Lunch Before They Eat Us for Dinner. I sent it to you. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, the argument is we have a small window, a reducing window, one that's shrinking in size to stop the Iranian nuclear weapons program by enhancing sanctions against them and by increasing the pressure on the regime. And if we don't do that, the Iranians will eat us, as this particular author says. I think that is generally a fair assessment. The Iranians are absolutely dedicated to expanding their nuclear program. They announced this past week that they have now reached enrichment levels of 4.5%. That's a significant level above what is allowed under, or what was allowed under, the failed Iran nuclear deal. And they announced that they will be going to 20% shortly. People need to know, I don't want to get into the physics of this, it's a little bit complicated, but the biggest step in nuclear enrichment is going from yellow cake uranium, natural uranium, up to about 3.5%. From 3.5% to 4.5% is quite a bit less. From 4.5% to 20% is even less than that. So the big hurdle has already been passed by Iran, and these stepped-up levels of enrichment really demonstrate a desire on their part to have a bomb on the ready. In other words, to have nuclear weapons material on the ready so they can break out in a matter of weeks should they decide to assemble those weapons and threaten Israel with them.
Ken Timmerman with insight into how the United States must defeat Iran before Iran comes after the United States and then the world. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. There are those who believe that a war between the United States and Iran could actually be a 50-year war and be the basis of World War III. As a student of Bible prophecy, I would suggest that cannot happen. No war between the United States and Iran will last for 50 years. Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39 suggest a six-month war, since both Iran and the United States will be nuclear-powered at that time. And also remember, the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy, and Iran will be wiped out so that God's prophetic plan can continue and be fulfilled. That's Revelation chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, and verses 7 and 8. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...